Okay, now it's going. Welcome to the April 12, 2022 special meeting of the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. This is a preliminary agenda and is subject to change. I'll call the meeting to order and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Good morning.
Excuse me. The sound is cut in and out.
I know.
Okay, you're nodding because that's happening to you.
It is happening.
All right, life's like that.
Not quite sure.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what the there's a Wi-Fi thing going on here. We'll just have to.
This has been not the way we want it to.
Grin and bear it. I'm
Mary,
afraid.
I already told them that if I don't answer a question, it's because they cut out while they were asking it.
I think part of it is that the owl uses a lot of Wi-Fi to pick up all the stuff around too, so probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a preliminary agenda before us. I entertain a motion regarding that.
I second with the caveat that the amendment that I mentioned before the meeting, the spelling error, be corrected.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I saw that too. Yeah.
And all in favor? Aye. I think we're having Wi-Fi problems here.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Oh, aye.
Sorry.
We didn't hear that.
I think we're cutting out again. Okay, very good. We will proceed. We have a public comment component right now. We'll have one more, too, here toward the end of the meeting. And then we do have a guest with us, too.
Two guests.
Two guests, right. Yeah, because Ron's there as well. So let's move on to... do we have any public comment at this time regarding the agenda or anything? Okay. We're going to move on to the topic at hand, which is the action item. Item 5 is action item A, approve resolution 04-01-2022, redistricting commissioner districts to adjust to 2020 U.S. Census data. And at this point, Greg, do you want to go over that with us?
Sure. So staff is requesting commission approval of resolution 04-01-2022, which is redistricting commissioner districts to adjust to 2020 U.S. Census data. U.S. Census data. The port is required to redistrict every decade in alignment with the national censuses that are conducted every 10 years. The population of the port district increased from just under 5,000 residents to about 7,000 residents during the past 10 years. We took a hands-off approach to redistricting and relied on the expertise of our contractor. Also, because 2021 was an election year, we had to wait until 2022 to redistrict so normal elections could take place without the risk or pressure to gerrymander or possibly affect an election. This redistricting effort was conducted by a consultant, Sammamish Data Systems, that has been doing this for many years. He was able to allocate the number of district residents very evenly between the three districts. The following distribution was obtained by the contractor. District 1 has 2,367 residents. District 2 has 2,357 residents. And District 3 has 2,217 residents. We have no at-large commissioners, and of note, a port commissioner is required to live in the district where they were elected. If the redistricting resulted in a port commissioner living outside their district, they could complete their term as a port commissioner, but they could not get reelected in that district unless they moved to that district. The resolution to adopt the new district's legal description with meets and bounds and maps of the districts both before and after redistricting has occurred are attached for commission and public review. This special session to adopt the new districts along with the inclusion of the legal description is attached. The new districts will then be submitted to Kitsap County Auditor's Office and the Department of Justice. At this time, I am glad to answer any questions and would request that the full resolution be read into the record and approved by the full commission.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Do we have any questions from the commission?
Not for me.
No, not for me either.
Okay. Well, at this point, I entertain a motion to adopt.
I make a motion to adopt Resolution 0401-2022 to redistrict commissioner districts. I don't have the resolution in front of me to read it, but I make that motion.
Very good.
Could Greg read it?
I can read it too. Yeah, I can read it.
Okay.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second? Very good. And I'll read it in, and then we'll do a vote. Okay, redistricting commissioner districts to adjust to 2020 U.S. Census data. This is Resolution 04-01-2022. Whereas the Port of Kingston has received the 2020 federal census information applicable to Port District. Whereas the Port of Kingston is a special purpose district with a governing body comprised by internal director, council, or commissioner districts delineated in Chapter 29.76.010 of the Revised Code of Washington and is obligated to respond accordingly to receipt of census data. Whereas the Port of Kingston has conducted a review of census data relative to the criteria established by Chapters 29.76.010, Subset 4, and 29.76.010, Subset 5 of the Revised Code of Washington, resulting in the development of modifications to its commissioner districts. Whereas a public hearing was advertised through Sound Publishing and held on Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, for the purpose of presenting the proposed Port of Kingston Commissioner District's revisions and to receive related public comments. And whereas, after hearing and considering public comment relative to the proposed Commissioner District revisions for more than 1 week, pursuant to 29.76.010 Subset 4, and 29.76.010 Subset 5, the Revised Code of Washington, the Port of Kingston Port Commission has determined that Commissioner District revisions are necessary to provide for constituent needs and to comply with statutory requirements. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Port of Kingston Port Commission adopts the Commission District revisions presented and directs the executive director to so notify the appropriate Kitsap County officials, and adopted this 12th day of April 2022 with our signatures. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Motion passes. That's excellent. All right, we will. I really appreciate the maps that were created for this as well, the detail. And, you know, I think I'm the pork commissioner with the closest boundary change, but it was within the outside of my property, which was awesome. I appreciate it.
Well, it'll be interesting the next time this occurs, because with many residences coming in, I think it could be definitely a distinctly redrawn map as opposed
yes.
The way it's turned out this time.
Well, and there are developments, you know, in our district as well that are going to add to the population, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, that's great.
We want to close out special session.
So,
I'd like to just note that we should probably every 3 or 4 years take a look at the pattern of new development.
Yeah.
Because that's really the thing that will have a big impact if there's, you know, wood suddenly tilts.
Yes. That's a really good
or
point.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as we add houses, we add 2.2, I think, voters or something like that, typically. You know, in.
Do we know whose district that are at on the edge of Mary's and Ma, or?
Well, Arbor was the one that comes to mind right now, and I think that's District
right.
3. And
that's
so,
me.
Yeah, that's you. I think that's right. Is it?
That's you.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
No, it's. I think it's District 2.
Yeah,
it's District 2.
Okay. Because it's out in the area behind Hari, correct? And extending over towards Whitehorse?
Yeah, it's behind, it's extending out beyond Norman Road toward White House, right? And I think the White House development.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, it might affect Mary's and my district.
I think that's where
I think
where the,
I edge it too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, we've got one more item here. We have a public comment component here at the item number 6. Do we have any public comment relating to this or any other item for the special meeting? Hearing none, I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Very good. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Excellent.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.